Recording in progress.
I'll call to order this Thursday, December 19, 2024 hearing before the Seattle Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel, and I'm the hearing examiner who will be presiding over the matter today. The matter involves citation 74276 issued to James Otis Moore concerning failure to obtain a permit in regard to property located at 3611 59th Avenue, Southwest Seattle. A request was submitted for a mitigation hearing regarding the citation, and this hearing has been scheduled. The hearing is conducted pursuant to Seattle Municipal Code Chapter 2391, which governs citation processes, Chapter 3.02, the City's Administrative Code, and the Hearing Examiner Rules. I'll ask now that each party representative please state your name and spell it for the record, starting with the department.
Allison Holtz, A-L-L-I-S-O-N-H-O-L-T-Z, District Inspector for SDOT Street Use, West Seattle District.
Okay, and the appellant, please.
James Moore, J-A-M-E-S-M-O-O-R-E.
Okay. Just a reminder to everyone that this is a recorded hearing. Everything will get on to the record that is indicated. I'll briefly go over our Zoom protocols so that you're reminded of those, but you should have received them in advance of the hearing. Please should make sure that you do quiet all background noise in the location you're at. I suggest turning off the ringer to your phone, but do keep it on in case there is a Zoom disconnection so that we can reach you if necessary. Please keep in mind that while you may be broadcasting from an outdoor or car or home office location, that this is a quasi-judicial forum. Please give it and those participating due respect. If there is a disconnection, I'll raise my hand indicating to you that I cannot hear you. And if that's the case, just pause. Usually the connection comes back quickly. I'll ask that if there is a more substantial disconnection, then please monitor your phone, please monitor your audio and your email in case we try to reach you. The order of presentation will be to hear first from the department so I understand the circumstances of the citation, and then we'll be hearing from the appellant so I understand why they believe mitigation is warranted under the circumstances. Following the close of the record for the hearing today, I'll issue a written decision. Are there any questions about the use of the technology, about the use of Zoom, before we get started for the hearing?
No.
Okay. Any questions about the procedure of the hearing and testimony or exhibits or anything like that before we get started?
No.
No.
All right, then. I'll start first with the department. Ms. Holtz.
Okay. So the citation was issued on October 9th. I sent an email written notification that could be found in Exhibit 1 that I had submitted. That it was found that they were working in the right-of-way without a valid permit in place. In this written notification, I had sent some links with directions on how to apply for a permit and that it needed to be applied for. As of October 23rd, when I next visited the site, it was found that a right-of-way permit was still not applied for or even issued. So that was when I issued the citation. If you look at Exhibit 3 and 4, I had submitted photos showing what I found in the right-of-way. It was photos of a concrete pump truck that was blocking the sidewalk. And then there was also a dump truck staged in the parking lane. With the pump truck blocking the city sidewalk, there was no sidewalk closed signs or advance warning signs in place per the MUTCD standard for pedestrian safety. So that was when I issued the citation. On Exhibit 2, I also submitted a copy of the permit. They did apply for the permit after the citation was issued. And the permit was then issued on October 29th, 2024. It was backdated to include the right-of-way use back to 9/16/24 to cover the right-of-way use prior to permit issuance.
Very good. Anything else, Inspector Holtz, that you need me to know to understand the circumstances?
I think that's all I have for now.
Okay, very good. Mr. Moore, we'll go to you, please.
Yeah, I don't have those dates exactly on all those events, but the original email from Allie, I think it was October 9th, was for storing material in the right of way. This wasn't an intentional violation. This was material stored behind a fence that's been on the property for many, many years. I didn't realize that it was necessary in this situation. After that email, my wife actually promptly applied, started the process, and I think she labeled it Exhibit C. I didn't know how else to capture that in the process, but you can see the date of October 9th of the process was started. There's a bunch of criteria. It's one form for many different street uses and sidewalk closures and road closures, and a lot of those forms, you know, are difficult to navigate. So my wife asked for help, online coaching many times. She actually got many online coachings for these, and was in the process of trying to apply properly for what we needed. The violation, the second time Allie came out, she gave me a violation. The first time I didn't meet with her. The second time the violation, again, this wasn't an intentional violation. This was trying to work through a process of what we need. And the sidewalk was blocked. I wasn't there at the time. The pump truck driver was blocking the sidewalk, which he didn't need to. I'm not sure why he chose to do that. He was in the process of setting up in the wrong spot, but he's in the process of setting up. And we didn't have our signs out yet for sidewalk closure. You know, same-day cancellation of concrete's, you know, very expensive. All this is very expensive. Our intent was never to, you know, disrupt the community or compromise safety or anything here. And I felt that we started the process. We got coaching. The coaching, you know, some of these coaching sessions are, you know, very good, but you still leave the coaching session and they feel like you've asked all the right questions of what we need to apply for. And we, according to Allie, I believe she's right, we came out of that coaching session telling the coach exactly what we needed, and we didn't either convey it properly or it didn't get filled out properly, one of the two. So even after all of this and two coaching sessions, we still left with the wrong permit, and we weren't able to pour concrete. And then, you know, then I think by this time everyone was so frustrated with the project, it got sent to Shoring and Landside for a secondary review, you know, which obviously may or may not be needed. I don't know their regulations, but it's just, none of this is easy to navigate, and I felt like in good faith we were trying to navigate it.
Anything further, Mr. Moore?
I took a few notes here. You know, we try to stay in compliance. You know, as soon as Allie sent the first email, we started the process. Her second visit out, unfortunately, resulted in a violation. Work was stopped immediately, and we just worked as hard as we can to get back into compliance. You know, these forms are not easy to navigate, and coaching is available. It's not always available immediately or when you want it to be available, and you have to wait weeks at a time and then weeks at a time for review, and then once it gets back from review, the changes need time to be re-reviewed again. And you know, our intention wasn't to disrupt the community and you know compromise safety of the pedestrians here. I that's my case, I guess.
Okay,
that's my point.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Anything further from either the department or Mr. Moore?
No, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
The shoring and landslide email, I don't think I have that as an exhibit. I don't know if that's pertinent or not, but...
Okay. Ms. Holtz, if you'll make sure he's got that, just send it again. That'd be appreciated. Anything else from either party?
No.
Okay. Inspector Holtz, is compliance been achieved? That's what I understood from your testimony.
Yes, once the citation was issued, they started the permit process. They did receive the coaching and working with permit services to get that permit issued. I did not give them any more violations once they had started that process, and now the permit is issued and they are in compliance.
Mr. Moore, how long have you been working in Seattle?
Probably 10 years.
Have you gotten citations before?
No.
Okay. Ms. Holtz, or Inspector Holtz, do you have any comment on my last question? Any history of citations here?
No, I think this is probably the first time I've worked with Mr. Moore on a project, so.
We worked together on the Fairmount stormwater connection.
Over there. Okay, then I take that back.
and on Pigeon Point about 4 years ago.
That would have been Garrett Hopkins District.
Oh, okay. I thought you were at once on that. You know, I might be using the wrong terminology than Allie, but that's why I attached, I think it's Exhibit 3. Whatever we did, we started on 10-9. And you can see the date of that Exhibit C right after Allie issued the notice of violation. I felt we started the process then, and Allie's got a different statement on that. I'm not saying either one of us is right or wrong. I might not have started the process, but that was marked in SDCI's web, you know, our portal as that process had been started, and my wife was actively seeking, you know, information on exactly what we needed and seeking coaching.
Right. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up there. Last chance. I want to make sure that we're concluded.
No, okay. That's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Very good. I'll take it into consideration. It's, you know, seems like a first violation, not likely to reoccur. Good faith effort to try to comply. Probably wasn't. You know, I'll take a look at those documents you both referenced. Probably wasn't on the 9th, but doesn't mean it wasn't the, you know, probably the wrong thing, but at least trying to do something and in full compliance now. So likelihood of mitigation of the owing amount will issue. There was a violation, so we usually don't, you know, dismiss the whole amount, but I'll take a look at that and give you all a written decision following the hearing. Appreciate everyone's time. And with that, the hearing is closed.
Thanks for your time.